Over the last 3 months, area architects volunteered their time, joining some city school teachers in their classrooms. More than 225 students at five Buffalo schools were part of the architecture and education program. Many of the students who participated are minority children living below the poverty line. The architects help show students how Common Core is part of their profession.
Really what it is it's a way in which we help build awareness of the built environment and also showcase architecture as a learning vehicle for a whole slew of disciplines.
Architect Luke Scott works at Canon Design. He serves as chair and VP of the Buffalo Architecture Foundation. This special program brings classroom teachers, architects, and university students together to reach the school children.
Just teaching children how to read a map, right, in their social studies class. And then, you know, that starts to lead to avenues about their community and the maps of the communities around them, their school, and how they've changed over time. Investigating kind of links between structure and poetry and structure and buildings, and then building kind of manifestations of how that comes together in the end.
Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts teachers Elizabeth Larrabee and Rachel Lyons participated with a group of their students.
Having architects coming in is such a key component because our students possibly will continue in the arts. So having to meet people in the arts and seeing what their job is like.
It's seeing a real world application of it. This is somebody who is working in the field. We were partnered with Megan McCann from McKidney Architects, and we had two UB students, Ryan Codrington and Courtney Ryan, that came in and worked with our students.
Freshman students engaged in an art project with the architect, allowing them to use math and problem-solving skills.
Sort of investigate the idea of liberation and confinement. So we're taking architecture concepts and how architects use space and applying it to artwork.
They're learning content they may look at in math class, but because they're actually making something with it, it's kind of sticking better.
Teaching children to see the world in that kind of a way and to look at the built environment as something that's really malleable, I think, is an incredibly important way to change their worldview.
Architect Aaron Henderson volunteered in this program. He works at the firm Carmina Wood Morris. Henderson worked with eighth graders at the Olmsted School over the last 3 months.
They can see things around them and think, I can make a difference. I can do something to affect my environment instead of just being kind of products of what they're around.
But Henderson says at first his students were a bit skeptical of this learning process. However, once they warmed up, he gained their enthusiasm.
Yeah, after a few weeks, it really got exciting watching the kids start to actually synthesize the things that they learned into ideas and build objects that they were responsible for, and going from learning to generating.
It was fantastic. It was one of those things where you kind of go into it thinking like one thing and you kind of get another thing, but I mean, it's beyond anything you could imagine.
Brad Everdyke is also an architect at Carmina. He worked with third graders at School 53 Community School, where students explore developing ideas of what community means to them.
We actually did an exercise where they pinned their place in the city where they lived, so they could see like where their friends live and then how they related to the school, and so they could kind of put themselves within the larger context of their own area.
Other schools participating were Bennett Park Montessori and Da Vinci High School. Architect Luke Johnson says the program also stresses diversity.
We know in architecture, the professional field does not mirror the field that they work in or the communities that they work in. And this won't be true tomorrow, right? So in order to do this, there's programs like this that start at a young age to begin to build that base.
I think it opens their eyes. It's not something that's completely outrageous to think that they could be an architect.
Students created an array of projects, including a handmade neighborhood featuring all types of shapes with colorful construction paper and materials, creating buildings, homes, and a streetscape. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.